This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This college football picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up today to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SOBET.io. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. Head over to the PrizePicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is my team, Cleese, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
You like that? Cox.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Over. It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
San Diego Superchargers.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog. Oh, it's a double header, Sean. It's a day double header, but we're not stopping at seven innings. We're going the full nine.
Nope. Going the full nine.
Full nine before Monday Night Football, though.
Taking it all the way, making sure we get in time to, so Ryan can watch his Giants get destroyed by the Tampa Bay Bucks. Joining us to talk college hoops now, Colby Dant, the Dantabase goes both ways, joining us in studio. What's happening, Dantabase?
Look, I mean, I'm like Dion and what, 92 was it when the Braves went to the NL?
Now, wait, Colby, you can't like a guy like Dion.
I like what he's doing at Jackson State.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, I sit there, I watch you watching games from 1986 and your take on football and hitting. I mean, Dion is the epitome of every one of the things you hate about football. Dion almost helped bring it to the world.
True, but you also have to have villains. And yeah. I thought he was a perfect villain. You know what I mean? Like you have
the
to
NFL
have
heel.
You have to have villains. You know, the Carlton Fisk story of him with the dollar bill in the dirt. Have you heard that story?
No.
Dion, when he would get up to bat, and Carlton Fisk, legendary catcher for the Chicago White Sox and Boston Red Sox, he would put a dollar bill in the dirt before he bat. And then Carlton Fisk, as the catcher, says, "Dude, you do that again, I'm gonna break your nose." Right? And next time he got up, he didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean Carlton Fisk, he's a guy. If he threatens you, you definitely believe him. Wasn't he also legendary for drinking an entire 30 pack on a cross country flight?
That's Wade Boggs.
Wade
Boggs.
Yeah. Oh, Wade Boggs is a legend. Colby, if you want to take your cell phone off the audio, that's never a good. Yeah, there we go.
We could do an entire Real Men. We could dedicate a Real Men of D-Gen's wing. Just to Wade Boggs.
Start with the mustache right there. D-gen.
All right. We're talking college basketball. So sweet that this song also means college basketball is happening every day. every play. WinBet has you covered. WINNBET.com. Get that Win Betting app. What are you doing? What are you sitting on the sideline like a gosh darn bench warmer? Coach is telling you get in the game. Time to throw some shots down. When I do hit a big bet, I want to start throwing up the threes. So fun. College basketball is here. NBA, NHL, NFL, college football. They got it all. Just head to WINNBET.com. LFG. Bet big, win bigger, win bet. All right, let's. Should we check in with our scores? I feel like my picks have been pretty brutal. I'm well below 500. However, Kramer leading the pack, 14 and 11 against the spread, 100% with his locks, 67% with his dogs. Not a lot of green numbers on the board here.
My highlight of last week was that me and Sean had to listen to the George Mason James Madison game on radio. Yeah. In the studio. God's eye couldn't find it.
God's eye had a blind spot. And a brutal week for me picking.
Is that
games.
God's ear? Is it God's ear had access
God's
to the game?
Ear God's got is a great thing, let me tell you.
Mm. You know, honestly, I think I'm gonna bet every one of these plays because after coming off a 1-8 week, a 1-8 slate, like come on, it's bound to get back to 500. I think I'm gonna go at least 8-1, possibly 9-0.
And let me apologize. I did claim I was gonna go 5-1. I only went 4-2 last week in the six pack. So my bad, guys.
Well, and you know, the thing about basketball is it takes a while to get into shape. And I think the same thing happens with the handicapping. If you remember, I didn't start getting a hot in college basketball till leading up to tournament time. And then
who could forget, Sean?
No, everyone remembers it. I mean, even not including the first half unders, it was an epic run.
I don't get it though. Brown loses to Colorado by 2 today. They lost to UNC by like 4. What's up with that Creighton game? That's just Kramer luck coming in there, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Brown is a good team.
All right. I told you exactly what was going to happen. It happened. Don't act like I was lucky. I went pro this year. All right. Professional college basketball tout. Ryan Real Money Kramer. Put some respect in my name. Let's go, Sean.
All right. We're going to get into the picks. Before we crack open the Colby Dan six pack, want to make sure we shout out propswap.com, where America goes to buy and sell real sports bets. Perfect time to get some buy some college football futures. Heisman race heating up. Colby, that Matt Corral ticket should have been listed on PropSwap. Should have cashed it out for a nice profit. Said Ryan gave you reckless financial advice.
Yeah. Where was the professional there, huh?
Yeah, I tried to help you out.
I don't know. I'm always looking for a ride.
But you know, it's not your money.
Yeah, well, don't ask me about what to do with not my money.
Still, Eli Manning, the worst quarterback from Ole Miss compared to Matt Corral.
Stop it.
You know, what was the last Monday night game? Was it really? Who's last week's Monday night game?
San Fran and Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever the last really bad primetime game was, they also added there was back-to-back Cooper Manning commercials.
Oh.
And it is Ryan, come on. I know you're team Manning, but you can't defend
Cooper.
What do
you mean I'm on team Manning? I'm on team Eli.
Oh, okay.
It's a big difference, all right? Yeah, those other fuckers are riding on his coattails, all right? Archie and Eli, that's the true blood of the Manning family.
Trent Green, Eli Manning, same quarterback. So
we're here
forever
to talk about college basketball.
We are.
These guys are deflecting because they can't decide if a pick is their asshole or their elbow. I don't know where I'm going. Let's go. Wofford. Yes.
The Terriers head to Columbia, South Carolina. Gamecocks laying 6, Wofford catching 6. Colby, I'll let you go first. What's your make on this? What's your handle on this game?
Well, I mean, Gamecocks are getting healthy, but I think you just got it. I came into the season kind of bullish on South Carolina and Frank Martin's bunch, but kind of look a little shaky out the gate. So I'm going to
Wofford's putting up a ton of points too.
Yeah, I'm going to ride with the Terriers and Max Klesmet. This guy's a baller. 14 points a game. Him and BJ Mack, Ryan Larson. If you get a chance, the SoCon plays really good basketball. You're seeing it all across the ranks, whether it's Chattanooga coming all the way over here or beating VCU in Richmond the other night. It's just a really good conference. So night in, night out, we saw what Furman went up and beat Louisville.
Wow.
So give me Wofford in the points.
Woff.
I mean, of course I'm going to put some respect in the Wofford name. They provided me with the great Mike Young. So what else am I going to do? There's no handicap here. I'm always taking Wofford. I selected them as my FCS squad. So let's continue to ride with
putting up a decent amount of points, a couple, one game over 100, all their wins over 70. It feels like they're shooting at a pretty high efficiency. I'm with you. Wofford catching six seems a little high. What about next game? Rhode Island. And these are all the 23rd here. It's Tuesday night action. Rhode Island laying five as they head down to Fort Myers, Florida, square off against the Florida Gulf Coast Eagles. My boy Tavian Dunn-Martin been putting up 18.7 points per game, leading the way for Eagles. They also got Cyrus Largy. He's putting up 13.3 points per game and 4.5 rebounds per game. I don't know. To me, Florida Gulf Coast kind of an intriguing dog here in this spot. Colby, I feel like you're going to go Florida Gulf Coast.
Well, look, they are playing at home. They have that advantage.
Yeah. You don't think they're going to be able to hang with Rhode Island?
No.
I'm going to ride with Rhode Island. I like El Amin, the transfer from Ball State, Jeremy Shepard. And Florida Gulf Coast, I mean, they've kind of been out of the limelight now a couple of years. Think they're rebuilding that program. I don't think they're there
they're
yet.
Going back to being focusing on a chiropractor. Wasn't that
chiropracting, right?
Yeah. What would you call it? Bacchiotomies?
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
It was a chiropractor school, and they all of a sudden had this basketball team.
Spinal.
And went on a crazy run.
No, I think you go Rhode Island. Rhode Island's, I know they're not at the top of the A-10, but I just think they're a complete team. They beat Boston College twice in the past week. I know BC is nothing amazing, but I just think they're the better team at thus far in the season. So I'm going to lay the points and go with the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to dive into the numbers, you would see that Florida Gulf Coast is really bad. And if there's one thing that you like Rhode Island, you probably want to bet against them when they can get turned over because they'll turn the ball over. But Florida Gulf Coast isn't that team. Rhode Island. I'm going to Rhode Island in a couple of weeks too.
Really?
So, yeah.
Beautiful Rhode Island.
Shout out to Cousin Mush.
I'll ride with you guys. Made a compelling case. All right. Moving along in the six pack. Nevada Wolfpack laying six as they head to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Is that correct?
That is.
George Mason.
Wouldn't you feel you turn on the TV?
How did this happen?
All your friends are playing in Cancun, yeah, Hawaii, Bahamas. Yeah,
why are they having a tournament here in Sioux Falls?
You get to go to South Dakota.
The Maui Gym Classic or the Sioux Falls Sioux Falls. So this is on a neutral court, but Nevada laying six feels a hair high for me, but I can't tell if that's an honest reaction to Nevada or I'm just still pissed off at George Mason.
No, Nevada's been a mess this season. And I think this is an easy play. I think Mason gets back on track. Cause I think you can make the case. JMU would beat Nevada. Steve Alford coaches Nevada. No. As much as they're talented and Grant Sherfield's a baller. A few other guys on that roster are really good, but they've been laying lemons night after night until I see otherwise. Give me the Patriots plus six.
Yeah. And just, both teams play Monday, right?
Yeah.
So as you're listening to this, they haven't played yet.
Yeah.
Right,
some of these are projected spreads. Because
you can just tell everyone I made the line. You'll be surprised how close it is to everyone. I'll take credit.
Ryan is setting the lines here.
But remember, George Mason football program. Tweet at George Mason. Let's get this thing going. Go Patriots. Be a Patriot.
I'm not agreeing with the. I'm not agreeing with you guys on this one. Give me Nevada.
Steve Alford, huh?
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm locked into the six pack. I don't think you are, Colby.
That is certainly an issue we deal with here on the show. Colby in the six pack. All right. Also brought to you by Better Fantasy. That's right. Want to get down on some head to head fantasy football action? Better Fantasy is the way to go. I mean, this thing is awesome. Easily syncs to your league. Just fire it up, download the app, and next thing you know, you got betting spreads, prop bets, totals for your fantasy football league. I'm sure you've thought about doing something like this before. Better Fantasy makes it simple, easy to use. Got on the iPhone or the Android, and yeah, all you got to do to download the app, just go to betterfantasy.com/sgpn, BETTOR fantasy.com/sgpn. There's a bunch of free to play prop games as well. Again, it's all free to play. It's fun prop stuff as well. Head over to betterfantasy.com, BETTOR fantasy.com/sgpn. Second half of the six pack, South Dakota State heads up to Seattle, square off against the Washington Huskies. Washington, a 6-point home dog.
And I was trying to figure this out, because when I Googled this, they told me Seattle, but since they're both playing today, I was assuming this was in Sioux Falls. So food for thought.
Food for thought.
Okay, so we don't know where the game is.
I believe it's
place.
In Sioux Falls. But I checked multiple places, including my app. So I went, I think it's in Sioux app? Falls. I think it's in Sioux Falls.
We need to double click.
But my problem was, is I saw Seattle more than one time. So it confused me. Then if it was just one time of me seeing Seattle, I would assume they're wrong.
It's in Sioux Falls.
That's what I thought, because yeah. Mason's confirmed. Playing Washington today.
Confirmed. Yeah. They all won the lottery of getting to go. I mean, I heard South Dakota is beautiful this time of year. I'm sure.
Majestic. All right. So this game, neutral court, Sioux Falls, Sean's South angry. Dakota, Washington. I mean, I don't know. Washington should have a decent team, right? Like 8 points. I know it's kind of a home game for South Dakota State, but 8 points seems like a lot. Colby.
Washington's been a mess. Ever since Mike Hopkins has been there, really. 8 points is tough, but I mean, look, one team's at home, the other's not. Give me the Jackrabbits to hop on over those Huskies. See what I did there, Sean?
I like it. I'm trying to see where they fall in KenPom, Washington. You have to scroll down.
They lost to Northern Illinois, who's the worst team in the MAC.
I mean, this is a classic situation, Sean, where both teams have a unit that can play a little bit and one that maybe can't. Washington's offense is probably the worst unit of the four. And so,
then how can you take him as a dog? You're right.
At the end of the day, like, you know, to Colby's point, offense at home, know the rims. You know, I know they've been shooting there a little bit, but
the crowd will be for him.
The crowd's for him.
I don't think anyone from Seattle is really flying out to Sioux Falls to check out this Huskies team.
And it's comical, but the narrative for the Washington sports teams are just the offense is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you guys. Let's go South Dakota State laying 8. Yeah. Washington. I mean, I'm looking at their KenPom efficiency. They're bottom of the pack. They're below Washington State. The only team worse than them in the KenPom is Cal. So not a good look so far for the old Huskies in the Pac-12. Next up, we got Gonzaga.
Oh,
UCLA.
Big game.
Massive game taking place neutral court in Las Vegas. Interesting here. Obviously, the UCLA kid's very familiar with going to Vegas. Seeing that line is now -5.5 for Gonzaga. Total at 154. I mean, Mark Few, it's easy to not drive in Vegas, so maybe that's an advantage for Gonzaga here.
Will his dogs be with him?
I'd like to point out that I made the number 6. I see it opened at 4.5 and it moved to 5.5
immediately. Sharp action.
I've turned pro. That's all I have to say. This is great. This is everything about this is awesome.
Gonzaga coming in essentially the best team in the country.
I love that this game is being played late. Gives me something to do. Like this is the proper time where the 5:30 window isn't the best for me sometimes, you know? So I like that we're watching this late, and I love that I'm getting my UCLA Bruins as an underdog.
Yeah. I mean, UCLA really showed me something, in that win over Nova. I know it was earlier.
Think about it. What happened to Gonzaga last year? They were undefeated and then they weren't.
They beat UCLA on a crazy buzzer beater. One of the best college basketball games. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. The revenge happens.
Is Mark Few going to somehow get these guys to lose intentionally so they get that loss out of the way, so it doesn't become
he
a
doesn't
distraction
have to.
The perfect season.
UCLA, I mean, it's the classic we want to run it back scenario. I don't think Mark Few has to do much. We saw that Gonzaga team, right? A couple bounces went their way, and I think for UCLA, if they just show up and play the same game, there's no reason why they can't win. So the fact that they're 5.5 point dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. The UCLA plus, team's really good. They brought back so many guys.
Now that
yeah.
we know Mark Few is weak to the temptation. Las Vegas, baby.
Yeah, there's not a lot of drinking
out there. Give me the points. Sprinkle the money line. Let's go Bruins. Look, in basketball, they have that awesome Pauley Pavilion where you can go catch a basketball
game.
Colby,
when are we going to a game?
We'll figure something out. Hopefully they don't kick out fans for rooting too loud there. Unlike that wine and cheese crowd at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I assume Colby will be asking the UCLA Bruins basketball crowd about Will Wade as well.
Yes.
Kramer,
yes.
His only sin was caring too much. That's Colby's problem.
I mean, they say the first step is accepting the wrong that you committed, but
yeah.
Yes, the wrong is that.
The wrong is everyone else.
Filthy, filthy football experience.
Stepping into that flower bed known as the Rose Bowl.
Look, one day, guys, we're gonna take the private jet out to Greenville, North Carolina. I'm gonna show you what college football is like. All right, because it's not like I've been to a New York Giants football game. All right,
I have.
It's not like that.
I envision the trip to East Carolina is like going to Never Never Land. Because where the fuck is East Carolina, Colby? Well, come on, keep us on track, Sean. You promised. Monday Night Football is near.
Illinois State. Oh, now they get to live it up. Cancun, Mexico. St. Louis laying 10. Illinois State, big dog here. Again, projected numbers, but St. Louis obviously coming in as a big favorite for a reason. Our buddy over at Ken Palm has them what listed 91st in the country, 4-1.
I have an actual number now, Sean, 11.5.
Wow, Ryan, you're a point and a half off.
They're opening as we're recording. This is great.
This is awesome. Illinois State. I haven't watched any Illinois State basketball, Colby. I'll be honest with you and the listeners. Do they have a shot against St. Louis here?
St. Louis is playing better than I thought they would, considering their best players out for the year. But Gibson Jimerson's playing great ball. I think we take the Redbirds, though. I think it's a little bit too high, and the fact you're in Cancun.
Mm.
See, I'm going St. So you're on St. Louis, right?
No. I'm going to take Illinois State, the Redbirds. Look, they went to double now, overtime against Eastern Michigan.
St. Louis should be the Redbirds. Come on.
Because the Cardinals? I got you. Now I'm fading the Billikens. This is a tough handicap though. This is one where you sit there and say,
I feel like this is going to be like the Brown game where we're like, oh, they're going to be a scrappy dog. They're going to be in it. And then the better team just comes out and beats the shit out of them. Cause they were.
Yeah. The difference is they're not considerably larger in like in that Creighton game. And they're also the more inexperienced team. So I think the areas where you would need to have that advantage to really take advantage of a situation, I think, aren't there. Illinois State, not a good team, but like Colby said.
Yeah, and we got to worry.
Too many points.
And we got to worry about the Cancun angle for both schools. Who's more likely to be partying with Pitbull?
It's gonna come down to if St. Louis turns them over. Like it's going to be a classic answer, big brother, yes. little brother. And if they, me and Colby and I clearly don't believe. As
well, that's because you're little brothers.
Turn over, so I'm little brother to no one.
You're riding the Billikens.
Put you in a goddamn headlock. Give you a noogie.
Is that a Limp Bizkit song?
He did it all for the noogie.
That's the Limp Bizkit. What a name.
Oh man, you like you hear us, little brother, big brother. That's the whole fun of gambling, man. I'm on one side. These losers are on the other side. And then mano a mano, one of us is going to win. One of us is going to be a loser. In this case, it's Colby and Ryan. SoBet has created an app that taps into that. Literally, you're the big brother. You want to go up against your little brother, your frat brother, your biological brother, your blood brother, whatever kind of brothers you have. You can challenge them on SoBet. Come up with the craziest bets you can think of. They have all the lines in there. And again, it's free to play. You're not actually going to lose any money. It's just all about bragging rights. Highly recommend checking out SoBet.io. That's where you go to get set up with the app. Let's get back to the roots with SoBet. All you got to do is head over to SOBET.io, SoBet.io, to join the social betting revolution.
No, just want to real quick point this out that Colby copied my picks for five, and Sean also copied four of my picks. So clearly they're trying
to copy four of mine.
They're trying to change the strategy and get on the winning
side. I also left this game off the slate for you, Sean. Columbia at Lehigh. That's a bonus lock for you. Mm. But your Lehigh team though, 0-4 currently.
No, why are you bringing it up?
Come on, Colby. Can't,
you know the rules.
Can't grab a. They've had some close
What's
outings.
The spread against Columbia?
Colby, we talked.
I don't
this.
See anything right now.
We talked about this. You don't look them in the eyes, and you don't bring up Lehigh basketball right now.
Louisiana heads to Huntington, West Virginia, to square off against Marshall. Marshall laying 7. Feels like a pretty high number, or is it not high enough? Colby, where are you at? Louisiana Marshall.
Well, Louisiana just got the tar kicked out of them by Indiana in a game that, you know, Louisiana coming into the season, Sunbelt favorites to win the conference.
Can I update the number? We have a number of 5.5. Oof. Marshall laying 5.5.
See, that's what I'm saying. Felt like a little high.
Sean, I mean,
you know, locked in.
This is how you sharpen
steel.
That's
why I would have had the CLV of 7.
Steel sharpens steel.
Well, this is a real home game. It's not one of these Sioux Falls battles or Cancun battles. It's tough. I give me Louisiana to bounce back, though. I think playing at Indiana, you know, back two away games in a row. I think they're going to get used to that. You know, so when they hit the road to Huntington, I think they're just the better team.
You think Louisville is better than Marshall
as a team? Louisiana,
sorry.
I do. They were the preseason favorites for a reason in the Sun Belt. So I'm going to ride with Louisiana to get it together.
Well, I made this number 7. So if I'm going to trust my numbers, give me the favorite. Give me Marshall. They turned you over better than any team in this country, in the entire nation, all 350. Is it 58 this year, Colby? 358.
I think it's 360.
You should know that off the top of your head. Make sure you come back with that next time. But the more important thing is this: again, we're betting against trash offenses. And when you go to KenPom and you see that bright red in a category, that's bad. And when it falls 358, maybe this is 358 out of 358 in 2-point percentage.
Really?
357 after out of 358 in effective field goal percentage.
No,
this is the 332nd in free throw percentage. This is not a good team. And I think they've had some size matchups that have been advantageous to them, and not they won't in this game against come on.
Marshall just lost to Campbell last Thursday.
Lock.
So hit, pump the brakes on that. All right.
It's a lock.
Give me Louisiana. They're the better team.
I see only through the numbers. So Sunbelt versus
Austin.
Sorry.
Stephen F. Austin, Buffalo, do battle down in Cancun, Mexico. The Kramer look ahead line was -6.
I'm up. I'm looking.
Colby, what do you think?
6. Nailed it. Boom.
What do you think of that? That number -6 for the Bills at home here. Not really at home, but in Cancun, Mexico.
Well, they don't have Jim Kelly to ruin it. So that's
a good start. Have a good time in Cancun.
Look, this is a good matchup. Both these teams have won tournament games in the past 5 years, multiple games. And Stephen F. Austin, last time they played at Duke, won. But I think Buffalo is the better team right now. I think Stephen F. Austin was young last year. I think they're going to be, you know, getting better throughout this season. But at this moment, I think the Buffalo Bulls are the better team. I'm going to take Buffalo minus the points against the Lumberjacks.
Yeah, I mean their offensive efficiency is so good.
Have you watched Buffalo? This is a team to watch out for.
Yeah, no, they're
Jonathan Williams and Maceo Jack. Those guys are ballers.
What are their what are their chances to make the tournament?
High. I mean the only problem would be the MAC is a really only going to get one team probably, and it's a tough conference.
You know, I've heard you say that a lot, but I wonder. I mean, we've seen the MAC perform early. If they continue to perform, they can certainly work their way into a better than one bid conference, right?
Hopefully, we'll see. We'll see
because they've been performing out of conference, and I think we said we're going to bet on the MAC team. So when you put Buffalo on the sheet, I assumed you were going to take Buffalo.
I am.
I assume Sean's going to take Buffalo, and we're just all going to take Buffalo.
Return of the Mac. Let's go. Buffalo Bulls.
That's your analysis. Return of the Mac.
Yeah. You know.
Uh-oh. Colby's turning on the show. It's like when he's watching fucking The Herd. And they fuck up
by TMZ.
I mean, come on. If they're gonna give you, I don't know if you guys caught this USFL thing. If this is a thing that they're gonna give you and you don't even know it's like the weekend after the Super Bowl.
Imagine
April 15th, you fool. I've known that for 6 months.
Imagine being like, oh,
he's
yeah.
known it for 6 months. Just imagine sitting on the return of the USFL day, like,
who are
one
you
day
paying?
It's gonna come. One
Who
day.
Are you paying?
Imagine being like, oh, it's gonna be great. Colin Cowherd's gonna drop the 8 teams in the USFL. So much electricity. Oh,
well,
in the
Colby
room.
Had it like set up live.
Yeah, I know.
Like, Colby,
about
why
it.
Are we watching Colin Cowherd? They're gonna announce the teams.
Yeah.
But of course, Colby already had his USFL sources that mm-hmm. had all the leaked teams.
You were damn
so it really
right,
wasn't
buddy.
Any. Were you surprised by any of the teams?
What are you gonna do when the Philadelphia Stars beat the Philadelphia Eagles? All right. Obviously. They should do a preseason scrimmage.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
All right. What do we got next? Closing out the Tuesday night college basketball action. Obviously, if you want.
Wait, is that time right? 9 a.m.?
No. Okay. I must. No, I think it is 9 a.m. You're right.
It's a noon tip in Fort Myers, Florida.
Wow.
Because of these tournaments.
Okay.
Closing it out. And of course, if you want daily college basketball podcast, check out the College Basketball Experience hosted by Colby. Check out the College Basketball Picks.
All my locks
available in the app.
On my locks this weekend, I think it was 9-2 college basketball. 9-2.
Oh, Colby.
Fucking print fun. Fest over
Bring
here.
Those winners on this show, bro.
Well, you got to do a weekend show,
Let's
guys.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's
Southern
go.
Utah.
Thunderbirds, baby.
Squares off against Yale. Yale laying one. I feel like I'm really hesitant to bet on Ivy League basketball right now.
No, Yale's a good team though. The problem is you bet on Brown. They're not a good
well,
team.
Yeah, that appears to be part of the issue.
Bear lost by 2 to Colorado today. 2.
Look, I think the Ivy League kids are all they got a lot of energy to burn off after not playing for a season. I'm telling you, I scouted this Southern Utah team. I watched them play football. I saw the caliber of athlete there. I can't imagine the basketball team's very good. And the numbers kind of line up to that. So, look, I'm wearing the Yale shirt, repping some rugby pride over here. But we're going to youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
Southern Utah is actually ranked higher, according to KenPom, than Yale.
Hey, this is a good team last year. They took Cal to double overtime, lost that game. But the Thunderbirds are solid. They have a solid program. But I'm riding with Yale. Let's go. Let's go with you got to just go with Yale. They run that nice offense.
Clean.
Princeton like offense.
Out
little backdoor cut here and there. Don't get caught while the paint's drying. Right?
Plus, you know, the Southern Utah kids are probably drying out, haven't soaked for a couple days down there in Florida. They are one thing to note, the Southern Utah team, Colby, one of the most experienced teams in the country. So, maybe
I think this is actually going to be
a game.
Stow that
nugget away for
this
another
is gonna
time.
Be a game. So maybe someone should take the Thunderbirds.
Well, we
huh?
gotta. I mean, just a little programming note. Maybe put this game first next time since it's at 9 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Well, I had to find games because
thank you for participating in these.
Just get the fuck out of here.
It's getting chippy on the show.
Yeah,
like this. It's good for content.
Happy early holidays.
Oh yeah.
Lock Dog and Tease presented by Prize Picks. Head over to prizepicks.com. Use our promo code SGPDFS simplified. You guys know about stats. You know about predicting over under on player stats. Colby and his brother talk Prize Picks college basketball and college football. The NBA guys give you out some NBA plays. There's even golf, NHL. They got it all. Head over to prizepicks.com. Promo code SGP, 100% deposit bonus. Legal in a ton of states like Texas, California. So if you don't have legal prop gambling in your state, this is the way to go. Lock Dog Tease, or no, sorry, Lock Dog Bonus Lock.
You want to see Colby's been trying to get that tease in here.
No,
I'm doing the tease. I'm doing it with or did you order that code red?
Ill advised. Sometimes we have to just walk Colby away from the button.
Just taking my pants off. All right, Lock Marshall.
Oh, god damn it.
Dog UCLA.
Okay.
bonus lock, South Dakota State.
Ooh, South Dakota State -8.
I think we might have a line on that one. Hold on. No, we don't. They haven't played yet.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go lock UCLA +5.5. I could see them losing in a buzzer beater or something close coming down to, I like UCLA in that game, but I also like having 5.5 just in case it gets a little wonky.
It's a national championship contender.
I agree. For my money line, give me George Mason bounce back spot. I don't know why I'm going to keep believing in the Patriots, but I think, I don't know. It's in Sioux Falls. I don't know what that does to the handicap, but I think they're a good team. Like even just listening to it on the radio, and I like their style, but it's a tough loss. Bonus lock.
Lehigh?
No, Lehigh sucks. I'm going to keep wearing the Lehigh jersey, but they're not good. I'll go Yale -1. Let's go. Come on, Yaley.
All right. Start things off with my tees. I'm going to go Buffalo even right on the tees, right?
So this is a 4-point tease.
What the fuck is this? That's right. 4-point tease. Buffalo -2.
Right? Well, that's what it is, right? For college.
Yeah. Buffalo -2.
Okay.
Let's get George Mason up to 10.
Okay.
Let's get
Sean. You can't see because I'm wearing glasses, but I'm rolling my eyes right
South
now.
South Dakota State down to -4.
Okay.
And last but not least, let's take Louisiana up to 9.5. All right.
Okay.
Giving you a nice tease out there, folks. Don't listen to these.
So a 4-team college basketball tease. Why not just parlay that, Colt? Come on, don't be soft.
Teases are where it's at. No one's covering him. All right. Let's do this. Look, my lock is going to be. This one, let's just go with that would be my dog. So let's go.
First time on the show.
Give me George Mason +6.
Copying mine. All right.
No, that's your dog. Sean, that's your dog.
I had a great handicap on it and I won Colby over.
My dog is Louisiana.
Let's go.
All right. Raging Cajuns, baby.
That's horrible.
You're going against, I didn't lock up Marshall. I should have, but.
And bonus lock. Let's not overthink this one, guys. Buffalo -6.
Yeah, I like that one too. Hmm. All right. Plenty of locks, plenty of dogs, plenty of bonus locks.
Plenty of USFL talk going on in this chat, Sean.
Oh God, no.
LA Express talk.
So we still haven't, like, the poll's 50-50. I mean, Sean, there's a Twitter poll, right?
Yes.
Colby, maybe you should put the Twitter poll in there so people can help you out.
Your average USFL fan is probably not familiar with Twitter. Because the league existed a long time ago.
I love how the USFL fans were just like stuck in 1987 and just like they were cryogenically frozen, just came back. Like, oh, is the boss still awesome?
This is a movie, guys. Yeah,
where's this link? Right, I'm finding this thing.
Stallone's the best
in there.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're in the
Andrew YouTube, Dice Clay is my favorite comedian.
If you're in the YouTube chat,
I always did like Dice Clay.
Yeah. Colby's gonna, you might want to vote for him because the existence of this show hangs
back
in the balance.
To the future greatest movie of all time
hangs in the balance.
All right. Oh wow. It unfortunately, Ryan, yes, seems to be catching some steam here.
Are people?
Oh, look at that, 72%.
Oh my God. Well,
people are rallying around the USFL.
I haven't voted yet.
Yeah. I'm going to vote from a number of burner accounts.
We're even getting tweets saying we need a USFL gambling podcast from Ken Morrell Jr.
Oh God.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
All right. Make sure you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. And if you haven't subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast, what are you doing? When you're subscribing, drop us a nice rating review, ideally 5 stars, and you have a chance to win. Every Monday, we draw random reviews for a chance to win free gear, aka Merch Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Stack of the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Sean, quick shout out to my Hokies. We got Memphis on Wednesday. I think they're gonna be a short dog. They're gonna turn Memphis over. They get the outright win. Let's go.
Kramer, let it ride.